Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Curator Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live here coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome every one of you and wish you a happy new year. If you have not made your resolutions for the year, you ought to be thinking about the youngest child in the family. That's right. You ought to be looking at the youngest child in the family, thinking about what you could do to preserve the memories of that young child and to also find out what reason did that child come here? What was the purpose for that child kneeling down at the inception of the Creator, asking to come here? Yes, that's right. Each one of your children asked to come here. And your youngest child, you want to have your hand in their life, and you want to put them on a path. And that's what this segment is all about this month, a destination for your child, the Destiny's Childhood. Where are they going? And which path are they on? Are they on the path of righteousness, Iwapelu, good character, good conduct? Are they on the wrong path already? And they're still a child. You can get your children on the right path. And the way you do that, you must get in contact with the Baba Law or priestesses, and you ask them to dedicate that child back to God if you haven't already done so. And you also ask them to do a destiny reading. A destiny reading, asking what Ephah saw in that child before that child came birth. That's right, Ephah, asking for the right hand of Ephah. Ephah knows all. Oromalah knows all. He knows us in the womb. He knows the inception of when we first came here and when we were not even born. So you consult Ephah. You consult the oracles. And you must have a trained priest or Baba Law who can decipher over your child their destiny. Now, why do you need this destiny? You want the destiny because you want to make sure that child has a distinctive gift and was called here to do something very significant, that that child is on the right path and you're getting that child tutelage, instruction, and guidance so he can fulfill that mission. Yes, he is functioning like a Jesus. He's on a great commission. And I'm sure Mary probably said, Jesus, 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 what is your mission here? And Jesus probably said, Mother, don't bother me now. I'm still growing into manhood, and I'm still in the chapel learning my trade. But our children are just like Jesus. Didn't Jesus say that we would do greater things than he did? And aren't we to kill the old man daily, to press forth the Christ in us so that we can show up looking just like Jesus? Then let's start the process, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start making our children into the geniuses that they were intended to be. And let's press their good character forward. And the way you do that, you must have a buffering. A buffering, that's right. Whenever you want to take pure charcoal and buff it and make it shine and glimmer, you've got to put something on it, Mom. And Dad, you got to bring your children in the room, first of all. You got to put something on it. You got to buffer it. And when you buffer that thing, it starts glimmering and shining. Now, your little significant other may be over there in the corner being ignored right now. You're always pushing him back. Not now, Charlie. Not now, baby girl. Not now. Then the baby probably says, then when? The baby never gets his turn. Everyone else is expedient except the youngest child. Well, we're going to do something about that today. We're going to try bringing that younger child in the center of attention, and we're going to find the destiny of that child's life. That's right. Mothers, I can't pretend that I'm going to do all those readings here on this air, but I want you to jot down our number here in this room, 646-478-0270. We're going to open up our chat rooms now. And I don't want you just to sit in the chat room. I want you to make that phone call. Call in. So let's talk about your child. What is so significant about him? What is so unique that you see in that child already? What is the destiny that you see in that child? What is his destiny or her destiny? Come in the room and join me. Stay tuned for station identification, and I'll meet you right back in the air. Stay tuned. Away in a manger.
Thank you. close by me. And take us to heaven to live with thee there. Oh, hallelujah.
Welcome back, family. You're in the Care to Read room. If you care to know where you are, welcome, guest. Guest number 6009, welcome to the room. We'd like to ask you to come on in the room. You can dial those digits at 646-478-0270. Happy New Year to you. And we're on another adventure looking for the destiny in that youngest child in the family. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to read you the Black Family Pledge just so you don't forget what significant is. The Black Family Pledge, because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling in perilous underground. Our children cannot hear us crying because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering. Our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another and embrace one another's lowliest position, to keep company with our loneliest, and to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters. We are brothers and sisters. In honoring those who toil in the perilous of God's with golden tongues, and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopelessness and desolation, we make this pledge today. And we pledge to honor and to take up time with that youngest child in the family, making sure that we put the attention on learning what the destiny is of that child. And that is what Omi added. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are Yoruba centered in this room. We are also Christ consciousness because we are solidified in Christ. We are also Islamic because we are one who submits. We are also African spiritists because we believe in the ancestors. We are also Buddha because we also meditate on the word. So then what are you, Omi? What are you? We're born again African spiritualists, and we are acknowledging that all religions have some significance. We're acknowledging all the prophets and paying homage to them. We are claiming salubrious diversity. And if you would put down your religion for just a minute, you can begin to see the beauty in all the denomination. What we are teaching in this room is how to be African spiritualists. So I'd like to read you a little bit about Icon. What do they say about them? They say that the body is dead, but they keep living. They say that the body is going back to the earth, but the spirit just keeps moving. Iba baba, iba olorun, iba yeye, mujuba igungun, mujuba igun. As surely as Oya makes the wind to blow, and as surely as the storms bring changes, all the life cycles must transform. All life cycles must transform. All things must rearrange as surely as the ocean. We say that the ocean runs deep. The Icon says walk again, and we say the dead do not sleep. If you don't take care of your ancestors, exactly how do you expect them to care for you? And if you don't, then what are you going to do? You then are going to be a fool. And you must remember it is up to the living to take care of the dead. What are you going to do? Iba yeye, iba baba, iba olurum, mujiba ugungun, mujiba igun. Now we can go to our God, the Orisha, all that is necessary, and ask for all that is cold. But don't forget about the ancestors lest you become like a damn fool. You mustn't forget about the ancestors. It's just like Ialosha says, you must remember you are the ancestors coming back to walk again. So when you go to the ancestors, my sisters and brothers, it's with yourself that you are beginning to speak. Now, I think that it is deep. I think that it is truly profound. And there's no time left for nonsense, no time for fooling around. They say we are the closest to the ancestors. They want us to be successful. So I break to my knees in a heartbeat whenever I'm in their presence and say, Ashe, for what I need, I ask them. So we fall down to the ground, and we revere and honor the dead. Yes, it's what we do. We truly do. We say, Ia Tobi, Baba Tobi, just what do you want me to do? Iba ye ye, Iba Baba, Iba Mojuba Ugungu, Iba Mojuba Ugungu. They say, honor and respect the ancestors, all those that have come before. They say, build the dead a house and open up the door. Then they say, honor and respect. And the shores of the home, they say, honor those that survive the middle passage, those that are coming through the middle passage as well. And their souls were left to roam. They say honor and respect the ancestors. They say honor and respect the ancestors. With you, starting with me, starting with all those you cannot see who pray on your behalf deep down in the middle of the night. They say honor your ancestors. Elevate all those strong spirits and the spirits that never once gave up. Fight Iba Yeye, Iba Baba, Iba Olurum, Mojuba Igungu, Mojuba Igung. So we build the dead a house and dress it and bless it, the shrine. We invite our people to the earth to come, and then we open up our minds. We light a candle for our fathers' people, and I light a candle for our fathers' people now. I light a candle for my mother's people, and I say Ashe, and then I pour libation for my mother's spirit, and I say Ashe, I pour the libation for my mother's spirit. I pour the libation for my father's side of the family and say Ashe. And I say Iba Yeye, Iba Baba. And I'm faithful to do this on a daily basis. We pray for Iwapelu each and every day, good character and good conduct. And then we open the earth to commune. And then we open up our minds. We light a candle, just as I told you, to your mother's spirit, to your father's spirit, your mother's people. And then we acknowledge the dead faithfully and acknowledging that those who have gone on before us, we pray for Iwapelu each and every single day. Then we sit down, be quiet, and listen to what they have to say. Now let's listen to hear what the ancestors have to say. As they permeate your mind and remind you of who you are and that they've never left you, be mindful it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we are African people. There is nothing abnormal about us reciting our rituals and our traditional heritage. It makes us real. It makes us identify with who we are. There are no African Americans here. There is no land called African American, but there is a land called Africa. So we must connect back to the motherland. Now, we've been talking about Odu. I want you to understand what Odu is. I'd like to just review a little bit about Odu and why is it necessary for the child to be given an oracle reading which produces an Odu. And Odu is a collectiveness of all the galaxies, of all of the totality of the planet and the totality of all existence that there is. And you must understand that these are things that goes into the Odu, the center of the stage. And this is a child at the center of the stage who you are going to be residing over, making some decision as to who they are, what are their good points, and what are the outstanding things. And you must make that child complete with giving that child an indication of who he is, Odu. Odu is a total package that surrounds the individual, the planets, the galaxies, and totalities of the existence that you see in the child. You clairvoyantly are looking through the child, into the child's life, as how that child could be manifested, and what manifestation do you see in them. And you see clearly into their life, clairvoyantly. Usually the Baba Law or the priestess would divine over the child with the I King Kola Nut to get the destiny's reading. The destiny reading is done with the Kola Nuts, which are normally preserved for outstanding officials divining, but because when a child comes to this earth, that is an outstanding thing, and there is need to take out the Kola Nuts to divine over the child. Now, there are also the divining chain, which can also be thrown. The Kola Nuts have a mouth. The Kola Nuts and the I Kings are the same, one and the same. They have a mouth, and they can speak. And they will speak to you when asked the question, asking Ifa to reveal what is in the child, asking Ifa to show you what are the likeness and characteristics of this child, and does this child potentially have the initiative to do, and what are the things that he will excel or she can excel in. Now, mothers, you brought your children in the room already. I want you to sit down and take your youngest child and put the youngest child between your legs. Normally, every child that is initiated from the womb in which they came, they must go back there in the fetal position. You must place your child between your legs. And as you put that child between your legs, putting your hand resting on their head, and you are meditating on what it is that God wants you to see in that child, so that you too will have the clairvoyant ability to read that child. Don't let anyone else just read your child that don't have a clue and have not had training. Only those Baba Laws and priestess. Now, everybody wants to prophesy. Mom, you can prophesy over your own child. As you hold that child there, Mom, you begin to meditate on who is this child? What have I produced? What gifts does this child have? And what gifts need to be cultivated? How can I cultivate this child? After you've done that, you must meditate and study that child continually, watching as the child goes through different cycles in their life, observing them during the infant stage, the toddler stage, the preschool, on up to the middle school, all the way to high school, observing this child. What strengths do they have? And also, what weaknesses do they have? How can you work towards developing strength in those children who have weaknesses that they want to overcome? Mothers, you must understand that the Care to Read Room is cautioning you that your child must be resided over by a Baba Law or a priestess, and you must spend time. And whenever you go see the Baba Law, you must remember you have to pay. You do not go to see the Baba Law without paying. When the Baba Law gives you a reading and resides over your child, you must be careful to discuss the payment plan with the Baba Law or the priestess, because it is worthy of fee, because the life-saving oracles that he's going to give you over your child will give you a foundation for developing this child into good character and good conduct, And because Ephah can see things in your child that you cannot see, Ephah has the ability to tear things or to prolong things or to change and alter things in a person's life. The only thing they cannot alter and change is the time of death. But other foreseen things in that child's life, they can deter it or alter it, saving you the trouble of your children going through unnecessary bliss or unnecessary trouble, and possibly saving the child's life and giving the child extended time on this earth. So it's very, very important that you have this reading, the Destiny's reading for the Destiny's child. Now, as a priestess, it takes time over the air to sit down and to throw the E-Kings, as well as to throw the divining beads. And I have other stations where I take more time to work individually with those parents and to talk with them about other detailed things about their child, about their academics, and about their spiritual life, and about their character. Those things must take time, and you mustn't try to rush in the length of time that you have on the air for a half an hour. You don't have that kind of time. So what I'm giving you is a general foundation. As we talked about the 16 major O-dos, there are 16 major O-dos, as I told you earlier, and those 16 major O-dos are the ones that you look at the principal O-dos. And then you have the minor O-dos, 240 of them, making 256 total O-dos. These are verses that are read of poetry that will describe your child's life, giving you an insight to which one of the riddles applies to the child. Now, I'd like for you to come in the room prepared tomorrow if you would like for me to talk with you about your child's academic and what problems your child may be having in school or what type of student the child is. We will pray together. And, Mother, you must learn to pray over your child because you have the ability to change things, to alter things. The prayers of a righteous and fervent man will availeth much. So I do believe the prayers that we will say will avail as much over your child. If your child is handicapped, disabled, if your child is one of the ones that Ephah has marked as a cripple, albino, with a deformity, then you mark that child for worshiping. Then you spend time teaching that child how to pray, telling them what to say, and teaching them how to praise and lift up holy hands unto Oladulamare and acknowledging the Almighty God. It's very important that you should understand that children were not put here for our good being. They were put here so that God can live his life through them and no experience. They are not even their own. We're not our own. We are put here so that God can know experience through us. So you must put your child on a path so he can start experiencing a life so that God will know experience through him or her. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for being a part of our show. I want you to understand that this show was designed primarily for the family. I want you to also understand that we are focusing in on the youngest child because mothers have to understand that once that youngest child is born, you must hold him back up to God and dedicate him back. Find out the reason he came, because we believe, as Africans, that every new child is an ancestor, and every new child is going through reincarnation. He is coming back from an elder in a child's form. So therefore, that child has been here before. He is an old soul. He is a child coming back through the ancestors' form. So you care for that youngest child and put emphasis in him because he might be one of your old ancestors who you are already familiar with. Sometimes you'll say, doesn't he look just like Uncle Son? He looks just like my pa's people. Oh, he looks just like my mother's people. He could be old Uncle George. And he probably could be, ladies and gentlemen, and he might have the mannerism of old Uncle George and be the ancestor of old Uncle George. That is why we treat them with such respect and divining over that child to see what light is in that child's eyes and what is the destiny of that child. Now, because we're talking about children, mothers, I want you to know I am an expert in the area of developmental therapy for children, developmental delays for children from birth until age 12, looking at their disabilities, helping you to find services to give those children. And, mother, it doesn't hurt for you to cover up. If you have a child with a deformity and you refuse services, you must take all the services that you can obtain. And prayer will help, too. Children have been able to speak under my tutelage who were deaf-founded, children who didn't talk. I've had children who weren't able to hear leave my classroom hearing and speaking. So it's not that I am a miracle worker, like my husband would like to believe, but I believe that the Spirit of God can come upon any of us and help to heal our children. So if you have children with deformities and illness, you can lay your hands on a mother and you can be the healer as you allow God to work through you. Am I a healer? I like to believe so. I like to believe that the energy that I send across this frequency every day is for the healing purposes, and I have that capability of sending my vibration across these airways to send frequency to lift someone from a dead state and lift them to a state of being healed, to recover. Now, the Bible speaks that we will do greater things and that we should learn to heal ourselves. No one really heals you. You lift yourself. Their energy and frequency allow you to lift yourself. Now, if your children have gone through a battery of tests and they can't seem to find out why Juddy can't learn or can't read, then, mothers, you start praying fervently over that child. But you must remember, some of the children are coming from the hospital with deficits. And, mothers, you know about them. Some of your children are coming home with alcohol brain syndrome, and they go to school and they don't seem to learn and can't learn. And, mother, you're feeling shame about it because you think it's your fault. You think because maybe when you were alcoholic, it caused this child a problem. Yes, it probably did. And if it did, you go and get all the help and the laying on of hands you can for that child. But most of all, get a destiny reading. If God has marked that child for praise and worshiping, start that child early into understanding the spiritual things of God because he's been marked for praise and worshiping, like it or not, mother. And we must understand that mothers and fathers, I know you're doing the best you can. I know that your jobs come first, but you got to put the child in the center. And on those special days, you got to say, we got to get this child dedicated back to God, and we got to get a destiny reading. Make that one of your top-of-the-list criteria. I didn't say buy Juddy another DVD or another Game Boy or another handheld game. I said get a destiny reading over Sue or Juddy to find out what their purpose here on this earth is. Now, I don't care how much it costs you, but you pay the Baba Ball because his service is going to be well worth it. And don't go telling me, why should I pay somebody to divine over my child? Because they're giving you enlightenment for your child. They're giving you direction for their child, and they're also putting your child on a path of righteousness and guiding that child. Now, how many of you want your child on a path of righteousness and EYP? Raise both your hands and your feet. Because our children are going haywire, and some of them are coming to school being imbeciles. And mothers, you wouldn't believe the type of labels that they're putting on your children where it seems as if they'll never learn because they're carrying a burden of a label. And sometimes, mothers, you walk in there and reinforce it because you want the check. Now, moms, you're going to have to lay the checks down, and you're going to have to start talking about you want complete healing for your children and get your children off the SSI and get them healed. If they're mentally off balance, definitely there is healing for them. There is healing in the power, the wonder-working power of Ifa. Why do you say this, Omi? Because it's not a joke. It's not a pretend healing. When I touch you three times, you fall on your back. It is not that. Ephah gives the ability to heal. He has inception of all diseases. So we can consult Ephah, and we can get in contact with Ephah to ask Ephah through the readings and oracles, what do you think the condition of this child is? What do you think we need to do to heal this child? What is the formula, or what are the items that we must put before the parents and the child to correct the problem? Ephah is no joke, and receiving the right hand of Ephah for your child is a blessing. It is a protection covering. But your children are vulnerable out here, ladies and gentlemen, and you know they're vulnerable, and you're watching them every day go to school and not be successful in their classes. And you're going to school and you're signing all kinds of documents to put that child further and further in the hole, leading that child right to the penal institution. And most of you have given up because you figured that the psychologists and the social workers should know best, and that if they can't figure out what's wrong with Jenny, then you sure can. Mother, I beg your difference. You have the solution to reside over your child, to do a reading over your child, to also assess with your observation of where the child is. You have the ability to speak in that child's life and speak to that child's spirit and call that child's spirit out. And speak directly to that spirit and ask that spirit, what is it that is holding this child back, and to release that child. Whenever you speak of evil in a child, you must understand that good is present there too. You must appeal